Swimming Pool International, the Swimming Pool Podcast.
A warm welcome to our International Swimming Pool Podcast. In front of me sits Angela Herrmann, International Sales Manager at Banker Manufacturing in Germany.
And in front of me sits Michael Fisser, Export Manager at Fluvo Schmalenberger from Tübingen in Germany.
How are you today?
Not too bad. I was a bit tired because I was walking the dog too long yesterday night, but I'm okay now. I'm actually pretty happy to sit
to
here.
Yeah, we have a dog at home too, and I miss it very much. So tomorrow I'm flying home, and then I will be happy to see my dog again. Today we are meeting a very special person, Mr. Olivier Hilmarger from CTG France, the general manager. And we would like to discuss certain topics. What is it about, Angela?
Yeah, we're very happy, actually. We see we're here at the fair and we see it's super crowded. And we wanted to know more about what you do, about the factory, about history, what it is about your liners.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Angela. Good morning, Michael. So CGT Alcor from France is part of this very large PVC group, a very large Canadian group based in Toronto. CGT is number one worldwide for the supply of PVC pool liner. So we are a very large group in the PVC foils for pool. We are active in six different countries to produce this material, and we are selling to more than 40 countries worldwide.
Okay, and I also understood that besides pools, you do a lot for automotive.
Yes, we are very large in automotive. We are producing the foils for the synthetic leather. So it's made in PVC, and you can find this product in most of the car today. We are really large in this segment.
Okay, so if I may ask, is that for the ceiling in the car, or what part of the car is it used?
It's mostly applied on the seatings of the cars.
Oh, the seatings?
Yes, the seatings.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. That's something totally new for me. I didn't know it was PVC as well.
And I didn't know that actually pools and cars are so close.
Yes.
That's correct. Yeah.
So that leads me to the question, how did you come from this to make the liner for pools?
We started a very long time ago because the company has a very long history. It's a 150 years old company. It's a family-owned company. And we started with while producing PVC for seatings, as we explained to you, and then we had some requests to engineer some PVC foils to give some water tightness to the pools. And it was already 80 years ago, so we were one of the pioneers to engineer and to sell PVC foils for the pool business.
That's very, very interesting. So it all started in Canada, and from there it grew across the world.
Exactly, because we have been active in Europe only, we started only 10 years ago in Europe. We are very, very large in North America because we are number one worldwide, but number one also in North America. But then 10 years ago, we arrived and we started to promote our product in Europe, and we are growing very, very fast in Europe.
And you said you started 80 years ago. That's even hard to imagine. You know, a lot of people in Europe at the time didn't think of a pool. At 80 years ago, they thought of many other things, but probably not of a pool, and you were already working on a liner. That's impressive. How did it develop over 80 years' time, the liner?
There was a lot of change, a lot of upgrades concerning the formulation, but not only the formulation. We have been developing a new design, new effect. For instance, we have been the first one to develop some gold effect available on a 3D surface for the pool liners.
Oh, now I come into the game. Huh? When you talk about gold, you know I love jewelry. So you really have a liner which has gold effect.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a very nice effect because you can imagine when the sun is shining on your pool, then you have some very nice shimmering effect everywhere in your pool.
Wow. So what do you think when you have gold or shining gold pool?
It looks very luxurious, very high-end, premium, and you can have something very unique, which is fitting perfectly with a black line of Behncke. So this is a perfect fit for skimmers, inlet nozzles, hydro message. Black line is perfect fit with our top range of AquaSense CGT.
Yeah, so you could have put in the skimmers and the inlet nozzles from Behncke, and then Fluvo could add countercurrents or hydromassage nozzles, suctions. We can fill the whole pool with black line products. It is quite an interesting new development for all of us.
Yeah, and I have such a nice picture now in my imagination, you know, when you have this shimmering pool with the black inlets. Wow.
And we already noticed on other exhibitions that there's quite some interest in black line. How is the gold? What is your first impression with certain customers? Do they love it?
Yes, we have a very good feedback with this new gold effect. And coming back to the black line products, we really think that it can be a good fit with dark colors like the black stones, but it can be also a very good fit if you put a lighter membrane, like an imitation of marble, Kalakata marble, for instance, because then you can get a nice contrast. So we have to imagine many good situations that with a good fit.
You just said stones. So I see here you have some liners with stones and they really look like real stones. So what is this about?
That's a very long and very difficult development, but we manage to have a very good imitation of stone thanks to a very special emboss, which is an imitation of the stone, but not only an emboss, but also with very special colors and effect, which are very natural and giving a very good stone imitation.
Wow. Yeah, it looks very nice.
When you talk about this liner in general, the people will ask, is there any maintenance?
Yes. So you need to have a good maintenance. Of course, a global good maintenance of your pool. So you need to check the chlorine level, the pH level very regularly, not to damage the membrane. Huh?
Okay, so if you work with salt chlorinators, they have to be very precise, like with stainless steel, meaning that otherwise you get damage on the membrane.
This is correct. Huh? You have to have a good maintenance, but also on the water line, it's also good to clean the water line every week, because if you wait too much, there can be an accumulation of dust on the water line, and then it's more difficult to clean.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
But at the end, I think the maintenance, you know, of a pool is like, you were mentioning your in cars, no? It's like you maintain your car.
Yeah.
You have to maintain.
It's nothing your special,
pool.
Exactly. You have to have a standard maintenance of your pool. You have to take care of your pool, and then of course you will not get any issue.
Yeah.
And what kind of limitations are there on things like temperature and what would you say about that?
Our material can withstand a constant temperature of the water till 35 Celsius degree. But then if you go over for a long time, you can damage the material.
Ah, yes, I can imagine. But so generally in Europe, it's perfectly fine. But if you put a pool in the middle of the desert, it will be different.
This is correct. This is exactly this. Yes.
But I think at the end, you have limits always, no? As we said, it's about maintenance, it's about taking care.
If you use stainless steel, for instance, in that temperature, you will burn yourself. So at that temperature, it's not easy to swim anyway.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you could say about nowadays, a big topic is energy saving, CO2 reduction, footprint, all these kind of things. Many companies are very busy with this. What could you say about this?
Yes, we are very focused on sustainability. As an example, we collect all the scrap from our customer, and then we recycle this material and we put this material back in production.
Okay.
We are also using a special formulation with PVC coming from biomass, and it's really good for the planet.
Yes.
Really better for the planet.
Okay.
So how do you see the future? What is the future of liner? Or what is the percentage also, let's say in Europe, how many swimming pools are with liners? Do you know?
Yes, we know it's different considering the countries. So there are some countries they already love reinforced membrane. So there is a very high percentage of membrane used in some countries. And there are some other countries they are still a little bit reluctant because they have a very long history with real ceramic, real tiles, and they are hesitating to switch to some material like reinforced membranes.
When we look at our products, I always had the impression Northern Europe, with colder climate, is much more liner, and in the south you see more tiles. Is that what you see too?
Hello. It was correct, but we see a trend that even in Spain, for instance, there is more and more replacement of tiles by reinforced membranes. In CGT Alcor, we develop a full range of tiles imitation, very modern tiles with special effect, with also a special emboss. And it's giving such a good imitation of the real tile that more and more owners are selecting this reinforced membrane instead of real tiles.
Ah, okay. And is there anything you could say about what is in general the lifetime of a liner pool before it needs to be replaced?
That's a very good question. What we see is most of the time the owners can keep it as a minimum for 15 years.
Okay. And some a little bit longer and some a little bit short. Depends, of course.
Yeah, depend on the maintenance, on the geography. But we have a lot of customers. They can keep it as a minimum 15 years.
That's actually very good because, I do live in Spain and I'm a partly owner, 11th part of a pool. And we were thinking about replacing the tiles because they fall off every year. You know, here, the tiles we have in the pool here fall off every year. And then we were thinking, do we take liner or we replace the tiles every year? There is this kind of discussion in Spain here also, you know, and I've seen it on my 11th part.
This is very good example. We are making a lot of renovation of real tiles pool, which are leaking. And
yeah,
when
exactly.
these tiles, real tiles pools are leaking, unfortunately, it's very difficult to repair. And the unique and best solution is to use reinforced membrane, because then you have water tightness for a very long time. Even if your ground is moving a bit, there is no problem, because the reinforced membrane will not crack, will not, yeah, there is no issue of this. Yeah.
And for homeowners that would like to do renovation to a liner, I assume you can put the liner over the tiles?
Exactly. Yes.
Ah, so
exactly.
that makes
this
a big difference.
This is very possible and very common.
Practical.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah. And we are doing this in Europe, but not only in Europe. I can give you the example of South America. So CGT Alcor is exporting to many countries in South America, including Mexico, Colombia, Chile, Uruguay, Argentina. We are selling more and more, and the big part of it is for renovation of real tiles pool which are leaking.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, very interesting. I think we learned a lot today, didn't we, Michael?
Yes, yes, yes. I didn't realize that liner pools, liner was used a lot for renovation as well.
Yeah.
Obviously in new pools, yes. But for renovation, this is a massive market.
Yeah, and for me, it was interesting that you can actually put it over the tiles.
Yes.
And of course, I'm focusing still on the gold shiny pool with the black inlets. I still like that imagination in my head for today.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Another big market of renovation is fiberglass renovation.
Also,
yeah, it's also very difficult to renovate a fiberglass, and we have more and more customers. They use reinforced membrane to renovate a fiberglass.
Oh.
So that's another growing market for us.
Wow.
Yes, yes, and that is interesting for us too, because the parts are the same for liner and pre. So Olivier, we would really like to thank you for your time. We know it's very busy today, and it's very interesting for homeowners to see the possibilities they have with liners.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. No, it was a pleasure really to have learned about liners and about all the renovation which are possible. Thank you again.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
You can write us with any comments or questions at mail@swimmingpool-podcast.com.
Goodbye.
Danke.
Gracias.
Merci.
Sehr, sehr.
Dankjewel.
Spasiba.
Swimming Pool International, the Swimming Pool Podcast.